Hello and welcome to Wagner Sports Talk. The date today is Saturday, May 23rd, and today I'll be deciding whether Wilt Chamberlain or Michael Jordan was the better basketball player. And you can follow us on Twitter at Wagner Sports TLK. That's at WAGNERSPORTSTLK. And then you can email us with any questions, and that email is wagnersportstalk@gmail.com. That's wagnersportstalk@gmail.com. So I'm going to jump right into this. Today, I'm doing another Who's Better, and today I'll be deciding whether Michael Jordan and Wilt Chamberlain, or Wilt Chamberlain, was a better player. So I have to have a disclaimer here. Yes, they did play in two very different time periods. That is true, and you can say that, oh, Wilt Chamberlain, he didn't have much competition back then. You can say that, but once you ultimately look at his stats, you'll see how crazy they are. But we're going to start with Michael Jordan. Just had a documentary released about him and the 1998 Bulls team, The Last Dance. I'm sure a lot of you have seen it. But that's who I'm going to be talking about first, is Michael Jordan. So throughout his career, he obviously was a great player. Continuously put up, a lot of great seasons. And he played 82 games multiple times. He played 82 games in five seasons, which is just crazy. He played a lot of minutes as well. He had the league highest minutes in three different years, and then he averaged in every 36 minutes in 1987. In his third year, he averaged 33.4 points per 36 minutes. And that's just throughout his whole career. You can see those stats. I mean, in 30 per 36 minutes over his whole career, he had he averaged 28.3 points. And then also with that, he averaged many assists, and that was 4.9 per game. And that wasn't even really his job. He was a scorer, and he still had around 5 assists a game. And then rebounds, he had about 6 per, and this is per 36 minutes too. So he was just an all-around beast, and he had many seasons that were just MVP winning seasons. And he also, you can't discredit the 6 championships that he won wearing a Bulls uniform. That's just, it's near the top in of all time. He doesn't have the most because, of course, that belongs to Bill Russell. But he was a great player, and he began to adjust to shooting the three-pointer as he got further along in his career. He wasn't great at it early in his career, but then as his career went along, he became a very good three-point shooter. So early in his career, in his first year, he averaged 26.5 points per 36 minutes. So I personally think 36 minutes is fair, because per game, there's like, you can see the difference between seasons because they just got more playing time. But between this, you can really see truly what their best season was. So he had 26.5 points per 36 minutes his rookie season. And then in that season, he also had 6.1 rebounds per 36 minutes and 5.5 assists per 36 minutes. I'm going to be referring, for Michael Jordan at least, I'm going to be referring to these stats as per 36 minutes. So then in his second season, he had averaged 32.6 points, and then averaged 5.1 rebounds and 4.2 assists. So that was another solid season following up his first season. And then his third season, you can tell this is when he really became a scorer. This was the 1986-87 season. He averaged 33.3 points, 2.6 steals, and then 4.1 assists, 4.7 rebounds. So another just really solid season, but you can tell this is really when he became the ultimate scorer, and just dominated in that category. So then the next season, the 87 and 88 season, he had 31.2 points. He averaged 31.2 points per 36 minutes, and then still 2.8 steals, 1.4 blocks, and 4.9 total rebounds, and 5.3 assists. So another solid season there. And then the next season, the 88-89, this one he truly became a leader. You can just tell of the team. He had 7.2 rebounds per 36 minutes and 7.2 assists, and then 29.1 points per 36 minutes. And you can tell this is when he probably decided, I need to show these guys that I'm not just a scorer, that I can truly be a leader. And this was the changing point of when he became a leader on this team. So then the next season, he averaged 31 points per 36 minutes. This is 89 and 90 season. And then 6.4 rebounds and 5.8 assists. Another just really solid season for him. And the next season, he averaged 5.4 assists and 5.8 rebounds. And then 30.6 points. And you can tell that just the consistency that he has season in, season out, able to do, put up similar numbers. And then the 91-92 season averaged 5.9 rebounds per 36 minutes, 5.7 assists, and 27.9 points. His points a little down that season, but still crazy production. And it's crazy to see how it was 30 points, like, every season like that. And then the next season, he had 6.1 rebounds per 36 minutes, and then 5.5 assists per 36 minutes and 29.8 points. And then the next season, was the 94-95 season, because that's when he took a break to go play baseball. And that season he had 6.3 rebounds for 36 minutes and 6.3 rebounds per game and 4.9 assists per game. Per 36 minutes. And then he also had 24.6 points per game that season. Or per 36 minutes, I'm sorry. And then the next season, the 95-96 season, he had 6.3 rebounds per game per 36 minutes, and then 4.1 assists per 36 minutes, and 29 points per 36 minutes. So another season where he increased his point average. And then the next season with the Bulls, the 96-97 season, he went for 4.1 assists per 36 minutes, 5.6 total rebounds per 36 minutes, and 28.2 points. You can just see how dominant he was during this time, because there were now a lot of stars in the NBA. There were a lot of good players. And even some of those guys were on his own team, like Scottie Pippen, and he still found a way to shine even with those guys on his team. So then the next season, his final season with the Bulls, he had 5.4 rebounds per 36 minutes, 3.2 assists per 36 minutes, and 26.7 points. And then he retired for a little bit and then came back to play with the Washington Wizards. And in the first season he spent with him, he averaged 5.8 rebounds per 36 minutes, 5.3 assists per 36 minutes, and then even like 23.7 points per 36 minutes. The reason that you might see his per game averages go way down is because he wasn't playing as much time there now that he was older. And in his last season, he averaged 5.9 rebounds per 36 minutes, 3.7 assists per 36 minutes, and then 19.5 points per 36 minutes. So that's still a productive season. And that season, he did play all 82 games. And that just shows you how committed to the game he was and never wanted to sit out a single game. So now we're going to go to Wilt Chamberlain. Some seasons he averaged over 48 minutes per game, which it's like, wait, that's how many minutes they play in a game? That's impossible. But it's because overtime, and he like would play the whole game. So his first season, he averaged 46.4 minutes played, and then the next season 47.8, and then 47.6, 46.1, 45.2, 45.9, 44.5. That's almost whole games all these seasons. And there's the rest of his seasons are like that. He didn't have a season where he played below 40 minutes a game. So his stats I have pulled up are per game. So we're going to be referring to per game stats for him. So he had his first season he played with Philadelphia, the Warriors. That's where they were located then. So in his first season with them in the league, he had 37.6 points per game, and then 27 rebounds per game. Like, that absurd of a number just doesn't seem like that should be possible. But he had 27 rebounds per game, and then he only had 2.3 assists, but he's a center. So you don't really expect giant numbers in that category. So then the next season, his second season in the league, 60-61 season, he had 38.4 points per game, and then 27.2 rebounds, 1.9 assists. You're talking about video game numbers when it comes to this guy. He's averaging over 38 points per game in just his second season. At this point, Jordan had 32.6 per 36 minutes. So that's about even. But then the next season, he had 50.4 points per game. 50.4. That's halfway to 100 every game. And then he had averaged 25.7 rebounds in that per game in that season. And then 2.4 assists. And then his fourth season in the league, the 62-63 season, once now with the San Francisco Warriors, I believe. He averaged 44.8 points, 24.3 rebounds, and 3.4 assists. And in all these first four seasons, his rebounds, he had the highest in the league in rebounds per game, and then he had the highest in points per game his first four seasons. So then the next season he played again with the San Francisco Warriors. and he averaged 22.3 rebounds per game. I don't know how that wasn't a league best. 5 assists, which is really good. That shows that he can spread the ball. And then with a league high, 36.9 points per game. So the next season after that, he averaged 34.7 points per game. And then 22.9 rebounds per game. It's just crazy how consistent he was on the boards, continuing to get just high numbers in that category. And then 3.4 assists per game. So then the next season, he was back with the San Francisco Warriors. And he had 38.9 points per game, 23.5 rebounds per game, and 3.1 assists per game. It's just, like, I don't understand how one player can have such an insane stat line and not be considered the best of all time. Because you have guys like Michael Jordan who won 6 championships. So it's just how he was able to win like nobody, or sorry, he was able to put up stats like nobody else, but yet people just they don't see him as the best. He won only 2 championships, but when you see stats like 50 points per game, I don't know how you cannot see it like that. So the next season he had was the 64-65 season. Here's a down year for him. He had 30.1 points per game, 22.3 rebounds per game, and 3.8 assists per game. And it's crazy how he doesn't burn out or anything when he's playing over 40 minutes per game. It's just, and so then the next season he played 79 games. This was with Philadelphia, and he had 33.5 points per game, 24.6 rebounds per game, and 5.2 assists per game. Like, just how you can control a game that much from the center position, I just find crazy. So then the next season, the 66-67 season, he was with Philadelphia again, averaging 24.1 points per game, 24.2 rebounds per game, a league high, and had 7.8 assists per game. It's just, I mean, how do you distribute the ball like that from the center position while still getting 24.1 points per game? Sure, it's not 35 points per game, but it's still a really high number. So then the next season, he played all 82 games, and he averaged 23.8 rebounds per game, 24.3 points per game, and 8.6 assists per game. It's crazy how just dominant he was, that his rebound numbers are almost as high as his points numbers. And his points numbers, he averaged 24 points per game that season. It's just crazy. And then the next season, he played 81 games with the Los Angeles Lakers, and he averaged 21.1 rebounds per game and 20.5 points per game. And then he played the next season with the Lakers still, and then he averaged 18.4 rebounds per game. And because the rebounds went down a little bit, his points rocketed back up to 27.3 per game and 4.1 assists. So then the next season he played with the Lakers again, 18.2 rebounds per game, 4.3 assists, and 20.7 points. Sure, yeah, it's not crazy, but also he's 34. He's out of his prime, and he's still putting up 20 points per game. And then the next season, he had 19.2 rebounds per game, 4 assists per game, and 14.8 points. And people are going to argue, oh, it's just because players started getting better in the league. He had no competition before. But still, he's getting 19.2 rebounds per game. And in his last season with the Lakers and in the league, he had 18.6 rebounds per game, 4.5 assists per game, and 13.2 points per game. So it's still a solid season. And he's 36 years old. And so now it's time to answer the question, who's better, Wilt Chamberlain or Michael Jordan? I personally think Wilt Chamberlain. Just because the dominance, yes, you can say Jordan, he had all those championships, but also it takes a team around you to win championships, doesn't it? You can't win them all by yourself. So I argue that Wilt Chamberlain was the better player, and I argue this because just how dominant he was over the league. And people, I don't care if you say he didn't have much competition, because 50 points per game can't be overlooked. So that's what I think on who's better. And make sure to tune in tomorrow. I'll have a new podcast up. And thank you for listening.